Now I understand the song. I understand where it's coming from.
It's like the davening.
Actually, you could hear his style, and you remember him very well.
I remember he was trying to explain it to me. Like, it's like you're davening.
A lot of his songs
are
like that.
And he was like, going on. I'm like, that doesn't belong in a song. How about some Chabad's gonna go? We're here in Crown Heights.
It's actually the Alter Rebbe's Yahrzeit coming up this week.
What song do you have in mind?
It's Kiliyata.
Yeah.
By the Alter Rebbe, composed by the Alter Rebbe. So that's a good idea, actually. Here we go. What key can I give you?
You have a Chabad's kettle for me?
Oh,
Soon, guys. We didn't do the Sechazeno. People want to know, people are asking more, they want to hear more about you, how you started your career, how did you get into the music scene?
I've been singing for 11 years now. And honestly, it's way too long of a story, but I'll touch the highlights.
You can tell us, we have enough time. Take your time, the people have not want to hear.
It was literally for me a road trip to see how I glided into this business. It was kind of like the way that Hashem wanted me to end up in this business. When I was younger, my brother was the singer, the family. Yoeli.
Yeah,
I have a brother, Yoeli.
I missed him too, don't worry. One week we're going to have him too.
And Yitz Hashem, he's a great, phenomenal singer. And I watched him sing all the time in practice, and he had this little boombox with the mic, and it had a reverb, the old-fashioned echo.
Yeah.
And he used to sing along with his album, and I watched him be the singer, and as I grew up, it caught on. I kind of listened to everything he listened to, and I started listening to a lot of different albums that he didn't cover. Later on in Yeshiva, I went to Israel in the Mir Yeshiva, and in my apartment there was a guy, his name was Bacher, who was playing the guitar, Nachman Dreyer, and he introduced me to a lot of interesting things in music. I introduced him to stuff that I listened to, and it was a good friendship. He was playing at that time in the Moishi Road orchestra. Today it's called Managram, I think.
Yeah.
And he told me, I want you to meet Moishi. And we ended up meeting, and he put me on a couple of albums that was pending then. One is, I think, the Satmar album. Then Ruvi Banet was there, and he also put me on an album that was before I even got engaged. So by the time I was already married, I was already on four different albums. Wow. Here and there. So it kind of like happened. Then later on, because I was in Monroe, Mandy Hershkowitz from Freilach Den called me up, and he's like, we're looking for a frontman, a singer, an official singer to team up with us. And he offered me to be that person. So I took the challenge. I don't think if I did four or five weddings before that, but it started out to bislach, you know, one gig after another. And then a clip here, a clip there, you know, it was an interesting journey. Later on, I started doing my own thing, and this business became the business that I do
when
today.
Did you see, at what point did you see that it's actually like getting serious, and you have to, like, you started training, and you started like really...
I started training right away, because I'm a big believer in vocals. I'm a big believer that the sound should be maximized and the most healthy possible, and the range, and because I have that big of a voice, it's a difficult voice. It doesn't always work with me.
It's called a truck, truck voice.
Yeah, I have to pamper it a lot. So I had to train right away, because if I wouldn't, I would probably not sound the best. So, thank you. So I started training right away. I was still a chassan then.
You went to the one teacher?
One teacher. My brother Yoeli told me, go to him. Cantor Einhorn. And that's where...
Wow, so Yoeli went in before you.
Yoeli went, I think, 5 or 6 years before me.
Wow.
Yeah. And Yoeli sounds phenomenal.
Well, that's at least you know you have guidance. You have, you know, you didn't have to guess and say this. You're already, after 6 years, you know already that's a good teacher.
Well, I've been there for now almost 12 years.
Wow.
And
and how often do you train about?
Enough. Enough to cover all the basics, and then some.
Well, you should know we hear it in the voice, because in general, people know, the bigger the voice is, the more, you know, tough it is to get it in line.
It needs a lot of polish, it needs a lot of work, and mainly a lot of love.
Wow.
If you give love to the voice will give you the biggest sound you're looking for.
Wow.
But you have to nurture it and work with it. And
The results we see. We see it and we hear it. You should know I see Levi a few times actually by the cantor. And I go there just to, you know, to scout out the singers and to try to convince them to come here. In the middle, I also study myself.
That's how we met. So.
Yeah, so Baruch Hashem for that. Is there any other kind of music these things, Sephardi music, or anybody else that, you know, as a child that you listened to?
I've listened to a lot of Chaim Yisrael. I've listened to a lot of Joe Amar. Not enough to say that I'm a Sephardic singer, but I can
navigate the lines. This is my favorite Joe. The truth is, I actually played with Joe Amar once. Yeah,
you did.
When I was really young. I mean, really young. I was 18 years old. Actually, no. Yeah, just about that. So
and they had a phenomenal sound and amazing, beautiful expressions, and above it all, beautiful songs.
Yeah.
Which one do you have?
His famous one, the one that we know, the Ashkenazi. We know one famous song of his that we know how to do.
If there's any Sephardic listeners, don't hit me if I get it right or wrong. אלייך בא אני המנגן בחצרו אלייך בא ומזמר ומנגן על מנדולינה לא Betifara, שמוניקה אחרי ככלות הכל לבדו אם לא פנועה אחרי ככלות הכל לבדו אם לא פנועה והוא היה אדון עולם השם על אבותינו כל יציא נברא את נשא בחפץ הכל עזי מלך שמוניקה אחרי ככלות הכל לבדו אם לא פנועה והוא היה והוא הווה בתפארה והוא הווה והוא יהיה בתפארה והוא היה והוא הווה בתפארה והוא הווה והוא יהיה בתפארה
amazing. It's a really, really amazing the way you sing. I love it. I love this Friday stuff. I love when you just let go and have a great time. You really know how to let loose.
Oh, I wish. You know the song, Ben Adam?
Yeah, let's go. He'll teach it to me.
It's a good D minor. Ben Adam Alele Malale Ale le mala le ben adam ale le mala le ben adam ale le mala le ale le mala le ben adam ale le mala le ki koach aslecha yesh lecha kamferu יש לך כנפי רוח, כנפי נשרים אווירים אל תיקח חשבם, פן יחפשו לך דרוש אותם, דרוש בן אדם וימצאו לך מיד heard it so far? I think I've heard it from Benny Lando Gorgeous song.
Good beat. It's
kind of like a
song by the way.
Can't take credit.
Mm-hmm.
من الشابس ممارين لوي
Check it out.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Do we have 2 seconds of that clip? Can we show it? I think we should show that clip.
Sure.
It's worth it.
The song was composed with by Penny Oestreicher.
He composed the song?
We sat together.
That's nice. That out. Penny, good job. Wow, that's
Penny,
really, really
watching.
Nice. Whose idea was it, that kind of clip? I know it was like an interesting kind of setting, very Hamish.
First of all, the history of the song. After we composed the song, I composed part A, he composed part B yeah. and C. He went into studio, created kind of like a small demo. And he told me, Levy, I got music for it, go into studio, do vocals. So we kind of like a bounce, like a basic demo, and recorded it, and it sounded just perfect. We didn't want to walk away from that, but we had to record it with real music. So we ended up giving it to Dickman, Yoli Dickman from Israel. And he basically built everything up on above the track. So everything was playing, and the drums was kind of like copying the track. The guitar was like playing on my vocals and everything. And
wow.
And slowly we peeled the demo off, and the real music was laid out beautiful. Mamish copying to the T.
Wow. Because a lot of times you see that sometimes the first take is the golden take.
The golden take, and we left the original vocals. Nothing was changed. Like we just had to record music.
Wow. You would never guess.
And then when it was done and the album was out, I told Penny, we got to do something that gives the people the feel of what we had when writing the song and building the music. So that's the results.
Wow.
That's gorgeous.
Do we have that video here? going to do another song that's similar to that one. Not like similar in style. From MVD.
What's going on? Can you remember happy days? Where have they gone? Life goes by so fast, nothing seems to last. People feel the squeeze is on, it's really a shame. Can you hear the thunder? Do you feel the pain? So many tragedy, disasters, so insane. Life goes by so fast, nothing seems to last. Everyone you talk to feels the same. Many happy days are coming now, so would you please listen to me? We'll be singing, dancing, laughing, everybody just you wait to see. Miracles, amazing wonders, like no one's ever seen before. Finally the magic moment we have all been waiting for. Yes, many happy days are coming now, so would you please listen to me? We'll be singing, dancing, laughing, everybody just you wait to see. Seen before, finally the magic moment we have all been waiting for. There's so much good to see, shouldn't we try? Rather than reject, just admire and respect. Must we feel like strangers when we really are one? It's so irritating, like a thorny rose. A generation all confused where everything goes. Right and wrong the same, even sin has lost its shame. Perhaps the final chapter just begun. Many happy days are coming now, so would you please listen to me? We'll be singing, dancing, laughing, everybody just you wait and see. Miracles, amazing wonders, like no one's ever seen before. Finally the magic moment we have all been waiting for. Yes, many happy days are coming now, so would you please listen to me? We'll be singing, dancing, laughing, everybody just you wait and see. Finally the magic moment we have all been waiting for. We have all been waiting for. We have all been waiting for. We have all been waiting for.
Wow. Well, you hit it out of the park. Maybe you should know when you sing English, when you sing MBD, a lot of times people sing a singer, so they get into the, like, in the image and they get into the character of the singer, and then sometimes they start, like, imitating the voice. Here, you're keeping your own voice, you're keeping strong.
So influence can go both ways.
Yeah, but you have his image.
The image is okay, but when you start sounding like him, that's a problem.
Yeah, but here you captured everything.
So how about we finish up with one great
more?
One? Give me a C minor someday.
Okay, you want to sing it slowly first?
Bam, bam. Dum, 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 dee, da, dum, bam.
Do it the way it's supposed to be. You know, by Simchas, we just like fly it off the high part. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Frigid cellar, alone, just a small group of men, When in rushed the soldiers, led them all away. But the flame of the heater flickered on the day. So many tears, so much sorrow. Pain has lasted for thousands of years, but soon we'll stop crying. Someday we will all be together. Someday we'll be sheltered and warm. Never will we have to express any fear. Our scars and our wounds will disappear. I promise God will be there to greet us. Jacob and his sons will stand by us. Beautiful home in Jerusalem. Medras everybody, we're gonna do one more song.
There's a lot going on here.
I know a lot of people are watching and a lot of people are requesting. The truth
is, you want to cover some of them?
I started the show and I didn't have my phone with me. And usually I have my phone with me and I could see the requests.
So we got a couple of good ones. Adama. That's a good one.
Adama veshamayim.
Let's do that. How about we do kind of like not without a beat, just like unplugged.
Okay.
Let me see if I can put in some juice. A minor.
Adama veshamayim chomayesh tilamayim ani margish zot bigufi veruchi ונשמתי אדמה ושמיים חום האש תל המים אני מרגיש זאת בגופי ורוחי ונשמתי. Hey, 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 hey Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, אני מרגיש זו מגופי ורוחי ונשמתי אדמה ושמיים חום האש תלמי אני מרגיש זו מגופי ורוחי ונשמתי היה Hey ya 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 ho hey ya hey ya ho hey ya hey ya ho hey ya hey ya hey ya hey ya hey ya ho hey ya 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 ho hey ya
popular by Monty Vice, known as Mad Dub. Gorgeous song, gorgeous song. I love it.
Mad Dub, yeah. If you're watching, great
he
job.
He actually called me
great
up job. Before the recording. He asked me, I got this dope song. I want you to sing it. And it was the middle of the season. Like I think it was the middle of March. And I said, we're singing back to back. There's no way
There's
I can
no
do
time.
It. So he's like, okay, I'm going to call Barry. If he can't do it, I'm doing it myself. And that's how it came out.
Wow.
Me and Barry weren't available. But the song
I
was
wish you would
song.
Have sang on it. Well, you guys,
Who
you
knows?
Have it now.
Who knows?
Yeah,
Who
singers
knows?
And the timers,
got,
you know, when you're singing back-to-back, it's just impossible. That's why most of the times singers record their albums, people don't know.
Yeah.
During Spiro or during the 9 days.
When we get to shut up a little bit. There's, I'm looking through the requests. You want to do Malachal from my album? You know it? Okay, I can teach it to you. It's a very beautiful song. It's a lullaby. So it's give me a D minor. You know the song.
Yeah, sure.
You know the song.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the same composer. It's the same family. It's the same vibe. So give me something that goes like that.
Hold on, we're trying to figure
like,
this
like
out,
Kevin.
Almost
like oh,
okay, fine, so I know when
regular.
Maybe I don't have such a beat on here.
So for the non-Giddish speaking people, the words of the second part, a little slower. The words of the second part is God zol di shikna malachal. God should send you an angel. A malachal was hiti rai begup. A malachal that
watches
over you and guards on you. Bist noch klein, you're still small. Bist noch klein. Gest agavein, you cry. Gib dir zigein, he comes. Let's just start. A 1, 2, 3. A malach a goy ayloi shnelo shnelo peser. A goy ayloi simi yikol eru. A malach a goy ayloi. A malach a goy ayloi. Yibu rai chesan yudim. A
Aloch Agoyai Eloi Si Agoyai Eloi Si Mikol Eru Hamaloch Agoyai Lamaloch Agoyai Yehudai Chesan Yehudim Yigot Zol Yishiken Amalachu Amalachu Vositi Yai Biku Bis the flying is down, the vine came to the guy, the got a line, the malacho was hit here. I be good. We got the zoli chicken, a malacho was hit here. I be good. The bis the flying is down, the vine came to the guy, the got a line, the malacho was hit here. I be good. Agoy ay lo isi mi kolu Amaloch agoy ay Amaloch agoy ay Yehudai chesan yudim Ay God zol ishiken amalachu Amalachu musi tirai biku Dibis lo klein gesta gewein Gittin zigein tigot alayin Der Malachu sieht ihr ein Begu. We got the Zol Yishiken am Malachu. Am Malachu sieht ihr ein Begu. Die bist noch klein gestern geweint, gibt den Zigein für Gott allein. Der Malachu sieht ihr ein Begu.
Oh, there's a good request here that I like. Composed by my friend, Surly Lipschitz. Give me a G minor on this. Song for Matzah Shabbos, Eliyahu Hanavi. You heard it? Eliyahu Hanavi, Zachur Latov, Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi, Zachur Latov, Eliyahu Hanavi, Zachur Latov. Eliyahu Hanavi zachur latov, 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 Eliyahu Hanavi zachur latov. Eliyahu Hanavi zachur latov, Eliyahu Hanavi zachur latov, Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi zachur latov, 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 Eliyahu Hanavi zachur latov.
Who composed this one?
Did you say who composed this one?
Suri Lipschitz.
Eliyahu Hanavi zachur latov, Eliyahu Hanavi zachur latov, Eliyahu Hanavi zachur latov, Eliyahu Hanavi zachur latov, Eliyahu Hanavi zachur latov.
I like this one. That's a good Matzah Shabbos. Okay, any more requests?
I got one request for my daughter.
What?
My wife is texting me. We should do Toivli.
Okay.
For my album.
Sure, sure, sure.
This one is for you, Zeldi. But no them guys schlossen, yeah?
Yeah, they say they always say yes, you know.
It's late. It's almost 11.
Oh. Kathy's singing. Nobody goes to sleep when Kathy's singing.
Sati lochem, toirusi toirusi, al tazoivi. Kilei kachtoi, nusati lochem, toirusi toirusi, al tazoivi. Kilei kachtoi. Nusati lochem, toirusi toirusi, al tazoevi. Kilei kachtoi, nusati lochem, toirusi toirusi, al tazoevi. Oy toivri toiras pichus iskid. Toi vri toi ras pichus isis, mei ala feis u wong u chesef mit vir alle geld. Toi vri toi ras pichus isgid, toi vri toi ras pichus isis, de beste schens de zach of de veld. Oi toi vri toi ras pichus isgid, toi vri toi ras pichus isgid, Sizis, my Anna finds a warm chesed mit fin alle geld. Dormi toi ras pichus iskid, dormi toi ras pichus isis. The best, the chance, the zah of the veil. Tiri roi na na ra moi, roi na ra, ra ri ra ra roi ra. Roid and ara doid, roid and rum, read ara moyum. Roid and ara moyum, roid and rum, read ara doidum. Read ara moyum, oh, yo, 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 yo.
I want to finish up with one song that keeps on keeping
people requesting
requests over and over.
By the way, I like that music video that you put with this one.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
But first of all, it's a little bit Chabad.
Huh?
Why is it Chabad? You
because
tell me.
Sefer Torah.
Sefer Torah. I did a production with Shlomo Rifkin. You ever met the fella? He lives here in Crown Heights.
Oh, yeah?
And it's such a long journey, how we got to the finish it and the concept of everything, but... He told me, I have a friend here, a soifer. He went in and took all these close-ups. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Bam is gorgeous.
So the video was done actually here in Crown Heights?
Most of it.
Wow. Kansi Vashem is a bracha.
Most of it.
Were you in Crown Heights since then?
What?
Were you in Crown Heights since then?
I'm now.
I know.
But this is an isolated location somewhere in where? In New Zealand, right? Don't tell anyone. There's a song that keeps getting requested over and over again, and I think we'll finish with that.
Okay, sure.
You know the song Davenin?
What key?
F minor.
Davenin?
Mi unoichi. Oh, so Avrami G is asking to play his Amalek in his arrangement. Well, Avrami, if you're watching this, please come over and I'll play it with your arrangement.
He did the arrangement for this song?
Yes.
Oh, so he
you see, this,
did more
this whole
in
thing is way
know.
More Chabad than
the
you
truth
think.
Is that when you sang it, I figured that it's probably a swing, right?
It's a feel.
Yeah, that's...
But it's a very soft, with brushes, very, very... done very
beautifully. Avrami, where are you musicians?
Was he on one of your shows? I think with Lemmer once.
Yeah, with Yankee Lemmer.
I think that was gorgeous. That was gorgeous. Very good idea. If we do it again, maybe we'll invite Remy.
Sure, anytime.
So this is kind of like a disco, slow disco.
Like that speed, the same disco I've been giving you.
Es que es para él.
Pasha Shmais, it was like more depressing Shabbos, you know. But now we would like to thank all our listeners and we wish you a good Gevench Tavach ahead, a happy Vach, Pasha Shvaid already, good things happening. And we would like to thank again COL Live, Gruntig, Vasiznayis, Matzah.com, Kikara Shabbat, and Tidbits, and of course, Flow Motions for hosting us. And Levi Felkowitz for coming and being honest so much. It was a long time we waited for you, but you made it worth it. It was really, really nice.
Thank you for having me and for hosting this beautiful concept. One more song? Which one? Tanya? Yeah.
Okay, fine. Agvutavach, everybody. Agvutavach. We'll see you next time. Stay tuned. We'll be back again. Goodbye.